This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
We have a guest on the line at the moment. Speaking to Sunday Arts Magazine, we have Elise Stamper, who is a brilliant artist, a part-time artist, and a full-time friend. And Elise has a new business that she started under that very name. And Elise, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Now, Elise, you have quite a long background in the arts. I know that you work in festivals and things, but could you tell us a little bit about where you started off before we get into this very intriguing project?
Sure, Elise and Art, the early years. I started photography in high school and fell in love with it. It was the only thing I was good at school. I realized years and years later that I was dyslexic, and that made me feel better. But at the time, really stoked to have something that I was doing well at, which then led me to art school afterwards, where I sort of pursued photography and film. But then I'm quite old, and that turned more digital and less darkroom-based, and I didn't like it so much anymore.
So you liked the old school way, did you?
Oh, so much, yes. You're making, you're doing, you're feeling, you're seeing, but just sitting on a computer was not really my jam.
And you loved the darkroom. Were you doing that side of it as well, the darkroom side?
Yes, wow. Absolutely love the darkroom. Wow. If I won Lotto, I would build myself one immediately.
Right, okay, because it's a bit of a dying art now, but like everything, everything seems to just come back, doesn't it? And that is a true art form, isn't it? Even though photography is, I'm a big lover of photography, but because I actually went off and did all the the darkroom side of photography myself, but I found it unbelievably hard.
Yeah, it is hard. It's a craft. I'm not saying that digital photography isn't an art or a craft, but this is very much like you learn a craft and it's with your hands. You physically do it. And that's what I fell in love with and tried to keep doing, but didn't.
And so where were you led to after that, once you finished art school?
Well, while I was at art school, I just accidentally, on purpose, started working for a comedy club just as a bartender. That was so much fun, and I ended up dropping out of art school and working for the New Zealand Comedy Festival and many, many, many other festivals, arts events, theatre things since, which is where I've been really until COVID told me I couldn't anymore.
Right, and so it's really put a halt on your whole career then?
Well, me and everyone else, eh?
Yeah, well, in the arts, yeah. So what have you done to combat it? What's this concept you've got?
So it's called part-time artist, full-time friend, which I fully acknowledge is too long of a name for a business. But I don't care. I like it and I'm sticking with it until it, fails miserably. But I don't think it will, because it's really for everyone. Everyone that I know is creative and has to have a day job to pay for their life.
Yep.
And then creativity then becomes the last thing that you do. It's always, like I always used to say, I'll make more art when I have time. I'll do it someday. I'll always do more of it. You never do. So you get bogged down in quote-unquote real life. Real jobs.
Yep. But what are you offering then? What's the meaning and the concept? How are you going to give people an opportunity to make it more full-time, not part-time art?
Well, sure. I mean, so we showcase art made exclusively by part-time artists.
Yep.
So anyone that makes art that can't fully support themselves through their art practice alone, which is most artists.
Most artists, visual artists, most.
Yes, absolutely. So we showcase them and only them and try and bring them to people who want more art, which also I truly believe is everyone. Like, but buying art is big and scary and intimidating. Going to galleries and often expensive, or people think it's expensive, or they can't find the local more affordable pieces, maybe emerging artists that they want to. I'm trying to bring these two together, introduce, create some friendships, and make some people some money along the way.
Right. And how are you doing it? What's the format of getting the word out there?
I mean, so far we have a website. We have obviously all the social media. But the gallery, so to speak, the space we all meet and engage and buy and sell is the website.
Right.
Which is okay. And the acronym of our name, to make it slightly less Python. PTAFTS.com.
Right. And is that also your socials as well?
Yes, everything, PTAFTS.
Okay.
And it's a great setup as well. I was looking through the website earlier, and you can scale things by the price that you'd be looking at to pay for art, or like go through artist profiles. And there's quite a diverse range of visual art available. So there's prints and paintings, and there's also sculpture and weaving, I believe. How do you go about finding the artists to be involved with your website?
Honestly, finding artists isn't a problem. You know, there are so many people that make art and have it sitting in their bedrooms or studios, and especially now during COVID, they don't have anywhere to show it. They don't really know what to do with it. And a lot of people are nervous. They don't know how to price it. They don't really feel confident in showing it to the world. So we kind of help from the very beginning. But there's something for everyone. And at the moment, we've got 10 artists, but that's just the beginning. It will grow and grow and grow. I've got 52 applications to be artists right now that I'm sorting through and trying to add to the website as fast as I can.
Yeah.
So the genres of art will keep growing as well. And sometimes there won't be something, and sometimes there'll be heaps of it. And, you know, it's organic.
Yep. Well, and the fact is that, you know, like in lockdown, so many people have been buying art. Art has gone through, because they can't travel. As a matter of fact, Neil, one of our co-hosts who's not on today, has just bought some incredible Indigenous artists out of Sydney, some of his artwork. And he said, well, I haven't been able to travel for the last 2 years, so I'm buying a bit of art.
Yeah, everyone's trying to make their home spaces as nice as possible, because obviously that's where we are all of the time.
Yeah, but it's also supporting the artist and also getting, as you said, some art that of an emerging artist before they come too expensive that you can't afford to buy them next.
Yeah, we have a few artists that I'm genuinely so excited to have, because I think maybe they're too good for me already, but they're not. The site is for everyone, but I'm a little bit intimidated by their status.
Right. Fantastic.
So exciting to be able to showcase them and also someone that's never exhibited before.
Yep. Brilliant. Well, what you're doing is so important for artists, because a lot of artists don't know how to sell themselves, or get a little bit shy and a little bit nervous on selling themselves as well, which, you know, like, you've got to get over it, because you do have to sell yourself, especially visual artists. You really do have it. As a matter of fact, somebody that I grew up with who's a very well-established artist, but his wife gets so angry with him because he... at gallery openings, you know, like he almost wants to hide in a corner and she's dragging him around making sure he meets everyone. Because if people are going to buy art, they want to know the artist a lot of the time, don't they?
Exactly, yes. And that is 100% me. I mean, I've made this company for me, because I am that part-time artist, full-time friend who is too scared and doesn't think they're good enough and, you know, wants to do something but never does. Like, I need it, and I know other people need it too. So I just made it.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, what's it called again?
It's called Part Time Artist, Full Time Friend.
But it's not
or
called
PTAFTS.
That. Right. Brilliant. And that's on your website and also your socials as well.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us, and congratulations on taking the plunge with doing this, because it is really important for the artists.
Thank you. No worries. Thank you so much. It seems to fit in incredibly well. I've been listening to the show and I've been working for all the festivals and events that you've been talking about, MIFF, Melbourne Fringe, Comedy Festival, and having them, and I also have shows that I've bought tickets to that have been cancelled or I've been working on and they've been cancelled. So, yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's really great and important.
Our pleasure. And, hey, we're always here for you. So when you got something exciting happen, let us know, and we're only too happy to chat to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks so much. We've been talking to Elise Stamper, who is the founder of Part-Time Artist Full-Time Friend, which you can find online and on Instagram. And that is a new tool connecting artists with people who are looking to find new work and showcasing them all together, even if you're a little bit new to the scene and a bit shy. Absolutely worth checking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.